Machik, part two. So the machik we learned last time, if you smooth a rough surface, that's the violation of a machik. We did learn the Gemara about a shaf ben amudim, but that was referring to the machik on the piece of leather, or was it machik the pole, or was it machik the ground, right? The different pshatim that we saw. So here the Gemara in Shabbos and Nun Amr Aleph says, Neimik Tanoi, Bechol chafim es hakelim, chutz miklicher kesef benartikum. He says you're allowed to brush down different vessels, except a silver platter with Gartikon. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Kimin offer Shagodol Bechovishal Yayin, Karlo Olum, who Ikatiku Klicheres, Vigor Oso Shakesef Rahu Mahachek. So, in other words, when you use it to smooth it, it actually will take the rough spots and
compound.
Yeah, it will smooth it. So, that's the Nisr of Mahachek. But the Gemara says only Gartikon will do that. But Haneser V'chol, but if you'll use some type of soap or some type of sand to brush it with that, Mutter. Avatanya Neser V'chol Oser. So we have a tuba, a stira. So Maila V'hakim Ifligidi Marsav V'in and Maisa, Umarsav V'lo V'in and Maisa. So the Gemara here says, so the way Rashi explains is no, that the reason for Nesav Chol of Osir Mutter doesn't have anything to do with the Isim Machek. It has to do with the Muktza. Because are you allowed to just take soil, sand on Shabbos? It's Muktza. Unless you say you could be making it. So that's what he says. My love, Hadu Tanya, Osir, La Mishum, the Gorile. It's not because he's going to smooth out Elowat. It's also Mishum Mukza, Osile. The Tanya, the Shari, Gosha, Hichnis, Moloku Poso, Lakach, the Irel Gavikarko. In other words, the other opinion says no, that since you took a box of sand, you put it in your ground, so then you're making it. So that's okay. Chachir al gavik, manda osa kasover be'inan maisa. So to be making something, you really need a maisa, and this is, and you're not really shocked to do a maisa with the sand. What are you going to do a maisa? What?
You do a maisa with anything. You know, always tachanas, ptali, and kavana.
Yeah, so he said, so the Gemara is saying that this opinion held that it's not enough, kavana. You need some type of maisa, and then the question is, could you really do a maisa with certain things that are not nitan to do a maisa?
You mean be making something for muksa?
Right. In other words, to make it, then it won't be muksa. Oh, okay.
The definition of matana is that at the time of Knesset Shabbos, and you have kavana to use it for a dover amotah.
Yeah, so there are different types of muktzas.
Yeah, of course.
So, Shkoyev, welcome back.
Thank you.
How's the Rashba?
I didn't go see him this time.
Good Balabor.
No, Yehuda Kreskas.
Oh, Yehuda Kreskas, you begin as a philosophy.
Not maker, philosophy.
Yeah.
Not Chaste Kreskas.
Not Chaste, yes.
Chaste is the big philosophy.
Right. Okay, but the kids are. We just had this. Wait, where's the one that was open? Why don't you take this one? Yeah. We just opened it.
Okay.
We already had a whole mice here before you came. So we don't need a second mice. Yeah, so that was the Gemara thought at this point. Then the Gemara says, no, Makuli Amalobi in a Maisa. Then the Gemara says, no, you don't need a Maisa. lo kasha. Harav Yehuda domer davar sheinu miskaven aser. Harav Shimon domer davar sheinu miskaven muter. So, in other words, the question is, you're just doing it, you know, to rub on it. You're not necessarily planning to smooth it out, and it's not necessarily a pshik reisha. So, but it might get smoothed out. So that's the question: whether davar sheinu miskaven is muter or aser. But if it would be secretion, then everyone would agree. So this is the discussion of the Isser. We started last week the Isser of Melacheg, of smoothing rough surfaces. Smoothing out rough surfaces. Oh, so there is a fascinating piece in the Ktzos HaShulchan. Ktzos HaShulchan is Rav Chaim Noe. Right? Chaim Noe of Yerushalayim. He's known for his shiurim, shiurei Torah. Right? He always had the small shiurim. Even though this, I think Rav Eliashiv, I think, supposedly said he thought his shiurim was the Iker Hadin. And they say, you know, everything's relative, but they say, I think Rav Michal Shurkin said this one of the svarim, that when Rav Chaim Noe came out with his svarim and his shiurim, people thought he was a machmir. See, everything's relative. Compared to the Chazanish, everyone is a maker. but you know, but there might have been other shitas that were even more maker, and he was considered a machmir. Oh, so the Ktzos HaShulchan writes, he says, mutu l'shafshet ha-kelim b'chol dover ha-mutu b'tiltu. In other words, you could rub on the kelim anything that's not mukta, you can offer v'chol shehuchnu l'tal l'tam b'vod yom. Aval osu l'shafshev kli kesev begartikin shehu megares akesev machko. But something that this other thing is going to actually smooth out the rough surfaces on the silver platter, and that you can't do. V'ein chofim kelim b'melk v'shem melk nimcha. Okay. So he wants. He has a whole thing here in the bottom. Take a look on page 3. He says, "Kan mokum levar k'tas inyan memachik." So we could explain a little bit the inyan of machik. Admor, but the Alter Rebbe, Simon Shin Beis says, "Well, of course, of a memachik is or the hayin shemegar hatzemer or haseir me'ala or." So you mean you take the wool that's attached to the skin and you remove it so until it's smooth. Hachiyachlik paneha or chayev. Who may others malachos? So can you osim b'mishkan? And in the mishkan they would take leather and they would get rid of the thing that grew on the leather, and they would use it for the orosay, you know. The oros that they used in the Mishkan, oros only midodomim, oros tachoshim, etc. Fichach emigarim sandal o minol ben chodesh ben yoshan afilu begav hasakin. But you can't say you have a leather shoe and you want to take something and rub the bottom of a knife on it or something like that. So it's also the internal chlober b'chudo or b'tziporin. If they should call it as a or ma'at, farezim m'machik, because you're going to take a little. If you have a shoe, it could be little pieces that are, you know, that are coming off, and you're smoothing the shoe, piece of leather. Yesh lahavin ha'machik mishkan hayim megaris at semi al or, from the gufa or lo kol of klum. In other words, he says, you know, in the Mishkan, the smoothing was the thing that grew on the, not the skin itself, things that grew on the skin, right, the tzemer, the hair, right, we discussed last week about, you know, the difference between gozes and mamachek, that, like Rav Gutman pointed out, gozes, you cut off the hair, but then there's still stubble. So you smooth that off, that's going to be the machik. So he says, first of all, let's analyze whether if you actually smooth the skin itself, is that part of the mamachek, or only something that grew from the skin? So he says, because in the Mishkan, megaris atzemer me'al ha'or, aval miguf ha'or lo kol of klum. V'il gabe megaris mino, tol isu b'machek v'zeh she'kol efes ha'or ma'at. He says, chemetzir b'halacha zo, v'ein n'shaf shvin kli, but you see from our Gemara, that nothing is growing on the silver platter. And you see beferish from that Gemara that you don't have to. It's not only a din in something that's what that grows on the thing. It's even if the silver platter itself has rough spots on it, then you're taking off a little bit. That's also a problem. Chazinin the mashe megarik tzas miguf hakesef chashiv mamachik. Even though you're taking a little bit of pieces off of the silver to smooth it down, it's mamachik. He says, "Luma zematzida b'rama." And as Hashem, in a future shiur, we'll talk more about this rama. The yesh oshem lirchatz b'boris. Some prohibit using soap, say a bar of soap. Mishum shenimche v'havinolot. So the rama says because some of it comes off from the bar. And so that's nola, because originally it was a solid, and now some of it becomes a liquid. But so why did the Ramah seemingly only answer it because of nola? So why didn't he answer it because of memachik? So he says, So what's the issue? So he says, "V'nir b'zed together b'machik two lines to the bottom." Who ula begufa or shemachliko? Whereas either you smooth the surface itself, the skin, or meisir hatzemer hamchuber mitivo laor, or you take the thing that was mechuber to the or, havik or or atzmo, aval hamesir meor guf acher shenidbak laor, afal pisha alizayda machlik or mikom mokum kevin dechison lo hav guf or, af machmas hadover hanidbak alov lo havi tikun beguf or ve'inu memachik. So he says that if something external is stuck on, say you have some mud that got on the thing and it got caked in, and you want to remove that to smoothen the thing, so it's not part of the ore, and it didn't grow from the ore, it's something external that got stuck on it. So he says that's not called mamachik.
For a different mold, the second mana or makivapadish or whatever.
Okay, so we'll have to. Yeah. Maybe not, because maybe those things are only when you're actually. We'll have to learn those mulachas to see. But one could say maybe that's only when you're initially making the kli. Yeah. So let's say.
Mamish doing something here. It's not like taking dirt off of the shoe. Your mom is separating the hair or the wool, whatever it is.
The hair and the wool, that's mamachik. He's saying, what if it's not the hair and the wool? What if it's...
He says gufacher shenid bakor. He's saying...
No, gufacher means something...
Different, not the
different.
Hair and the wool.
Not the skin itself, and not something that grew on the skin, but something external that got caught on to it. But he says that in Al Yidei Gerira Satir to Gora Gam Ktsas Min Ha'or Have Im Mamachik. Kevin Sha'or Lo Ya Cholok Mikodim Ve Atit Sha'olov Al Yidei Gerira Satir to Sikresha Ligur Ktsas Min Ha'or Nasa Cholok Have Im Mamachik. So he says that if the mud got caked on and you take it away, and as you took it away, some of the thing of the ore itself came along with it, then that would be mamachek, even though it's primarily the mud that you're taking off. But since taking off the mud required you to take off some of the piece of the guf hadover, that would be mamachek. But if you have something that was smooth from before, and then you take off, right? Even if you take off part of the ore, so in the end, you didn't make it even more smooth than it was before. Right? So then that's not mamachik. Say, so it was even though you might have taken a layer off, but it was smooth before, now you took off a layer, and now it's smooth on the next layer. So he says that's not mamachik. Mamachik has to be something that was not smooth, that you took off, but it has to be, the guf hadover has to be taken off. But if it's something external, then not. So in the next paragraph, he says, the bottom paragraph of Arochid's Beboris, so he thinks if you use soap, it's not memachik for a couple of reasons. Ein chayv mishum memachik mikamet amim. Echad dahavi melacha shein etzruch el gufa. He says it's a melacha shein etzruch el gufa. Why? The memachik is a or letzok yipoy ha or who. Whereas when you use a bar of soap, so you're not interested in the beauty of this bar of soap. You're interested that some should come off, some of the soap should come off, and go on your skin, and do what it needs to do. So that's it. Ain't tzarich l'zeh. So memela, see, usually, you have like this. If you need the guf hadover that's coming off, but the guf hadover that's coming off is not shaykh to be memachik. Memachik is that you're causing something to be smooth. So what's being smooth? The bar, the remaining part of the bar. But you're not interested in the smoothness of the bar. So memela, it's a mochashen tzvichel gufa, number one.
Could be the secret.
One second, he says, Alizei Bechikas HaBoros Lo Nasa Shum Tikun Tamali Boros Chaloka Oina Chaloka Kevin Deinu Moskav Lachli Kamid Rabbanon Shari. He said, you're not interested to you're not interested in smoothing. Ah, it's a Psik Reishi. Fein Lomer the Psik Reishi Uv Chayiv Shein Moskav Inu Bologa Klal Shari Inu Rotsu Lassos Bimenu Kli. As he says, sometimes in Hilcha Shabbos, Psik Reishi is not an issue. Say the Gemara that he's quoting is you take a piece of wood and you cut off a piece of the wood. And now you're going to use it as a toothpick. So the Gemara says only if you're miskavin to use it as a toothpick. But if you weren't miskavin to use it as a toothpick, even though it's a psik reishi that it becomes a toothpick, but so you don't say that because by tikkun kli, it's only there's no din of psik reishi by tikkun kli. That's the Magid Mishnah, famous Yisod.
It's against the Rashi that we saw here.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he says, number three, call part of the derech achila lo havi malacha. He says, "Kevin the derech rechitzahu lo havi malacha." Shein malacha givim menu bechikas haboros. He says, "It's derech rechitza. It's not derech like derech achila by borer is not a problem." So Bekitzi, you're totally not interested in it. So he thinks that you're totally not interested in the smoothing. It's irrelevant. It's derech kashmish b'kach. So for all these reasons, he thinks that it might. The only issue is the nolad issue. And he says, you see from the post the Ramah that he only asked it at mishum. The Boris, next page, l'havim mache kaven shlo osur chitza b'boris elu mitam nolad. She nimoach v'nasa l'mayim, and then one could discuss that. But if it's not nolad, then that's the issue at hand, potential issue at hand. And then he says, if you want to Birchot Kalim, but nozel miyuchad mutar denu bolid mayim. So if you want to clean off dishes, so then there's no molid over there. Have a vishamala katsiv, even though it gets bubbly, pshas arachitza. It's Einemiskayim. Kumoshe Mutulasa soda b'Shabbos. That would be Shemal Ketzav Rosicha, right? You can put carbon dioxide in the thing and make a seltzer type of thing on Shabbos.
That's just mixing two things.
Right. But you form it. Well, you're causing the it's bubbly now. Fizz.
It's still too separate. Meaning soda carbonation is just mixing to an air and water, right? But soap is a reaction. No?
Is it? As they say, the same thing by all cooking stuff. It's just mixing.
And then he writes, L'chei chasavnu k'sos ha-shulchan d'mutar l'urchotz ha-shinayim b'mishcha raka. He thinks you could brush your teeth. B'mishcha raka d'ein b'mishum m'mareach. And even though also over there, it might change the form a little bit, you know. When it, so his idea is that that it's not none of these things are mamachek mararech. So you're not interested. It's a psikreishe, but it's like psikreishe lo nichalei lo ichpaslei. Yeah, so we'll see more about that in the future here.
Which one?
Lichot Sashinaim?
Yeah.
No, that's like toothpaste.
Like liquidy toothpaste.
Well, liquidy toothpaste.
So,
we'll talk about more about toothpaste in a future discussion.
Okay. Anyone else say
that? Yeah, that's a chiddush. Derech rechitza is not tzuras malacha, just like derech achila. Yeah.
Other interesting is the next right after parenthesis. Mutalasis melech b'mayim b'shabbos. Every this first seder is in Shabbos.
Right. They all do a whole thing. Yeah, and then this is brought to Shulchan Aruch, page 6. He says, "Mutar l'shafshef hakelim b'chol dover chutz b'kli kesef v'nar gartikun shu shimri yayin shu k'nishu siyashu v'nizkashu b'nei shu b'machek l'kli kesef shu rach." So if you're going to be smooth the kli, then that would be asa. So that is the and then the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach on page 7 says in Rosh Achazman Yisr Chom Meitzei Lo Hamayim Im shar maim shirochtzim b'hem akli, lo yishavchem v'lo mokum midrin k'deishu v'kaptu v'lo kamecha v'yachmitz. Right, so you have this dough that you're kneading, and it's already the Zman Chometz. And you're going to wash it in Shar Mayim Sharochtzim Behem HaKli. So you're going to wash the Kli with water. So we're afraid that you're washing off the junk from the thing, that'll cause the water will cause chimutz. So he says, so make sure that lo yishapkin el b'mokom midron, kidei shel yikapsu b'mokom echad v'yachmitz. In other words, so do it on a place that will glide down, on a slanted area, so then it won't accumulate in one place. Then he says, Ramo says, והכלים שמסכנים בהם המצוס, והסכן שחותכים בו עשה איסי. So you have things that you put the dough in, so it has dough on it. So you got to constantly keep cleaning it because it becomes chomitz. You got to make sure. Yarem tomid b'shas asiyah shelo yidbak b'hem habotzik. Lach asiyah yadichim yinaglim heitev. Lach zol sakin b'hem. Tam shenis. Is that odov tvei mashinogim ugarim? Ki efshal lakotim heitev al gei greira. Then he says, v'yantav mutal asos al yidei goy. So in Yontif, you can get a guy to take off the stuff, the dough and the knife. So Mogen Avraham says, why the grey Ravishvus? Ravishvus the shvus of Shari Mogen Mitzvah. So you see that taking off the book on the knife is only a drabon. In other words, as opposed to saying that it's a mamachik daraisa. So the way Reb Chaim Noah is, it's very good because mamais it's a dover mibachutz. So dover mibachutz is not, but he still says it's pasim midrabon. So the Eliyahu Rabbah argues with him. The Eliyahu Rabbah, page 10, Agde Kusim, he says, the greater have Shvus. The Shvus lo gozu. That's the Mogen Avraham. He says, V'tzarach Iyin, the B'sof Shem Chav Gimel near the greater Av Malachahu. See, he says, no. It's an Av Malacha of Mamachik. So he says, if it's an Av Malacha, then you can't get a guy to do it. It's not a shvus. The shvus. It'll only be one shvus because this is an issur d'oraisa, and getting a goy is a wonder rabbanan. Yeah. So that's the so that machlokes here between the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah about cleaning off. Rav Goodman here says on page 19. So he wants to claim that the Magen Avraham is saying this is the sheet of the Rav Chaim Noah is what the Magen Avraham is saying. That's why Rav Avraham says it's only a derabbanan, because the Tosa Shulchan says that something that's davuk mibachutz is not mamachik. So he says he quotes the Tosa Shulchan, then the next paragraph he says chayim nir lehedya b'divrei Magen Avraham like the Rav Chaim Noah, because shekasul vigro amela. Shall eat ha'orchim al yado matzos to take the dough. Have yishvus the shvus. Rabba hikshel dvarav. Zel shom tzorchin of sof shem shem chav gimel nira the great rab malachahu. Chikos of rama gor kol shul chayev. Because it's a tikkun kli. In other words, he's saying when the Eliyahu Rabbah says that it's a daraisa, that's because it's a case where you're masaking the kli. So there's a tikkun kli there on the kli eitz. Dafka also mishum zel tikkunam. The Rambam also mishum makim v'hanim makim kli. Well, gog amela.
Why is it just a shvus? You're making the wood so that we can reuse it now, right? You can't
he's saying tikkun kli means when you're doing something to the kli, to the masakin.
Yeah,
but you're doing something. But you
take the wood out in the matzah bakery, right? You have to sand it before you can use it again. That's the whole point of the.
No, but here you're saying that there's dough that got stuck on.
I understand. But you can't use it again, so you're being massaged right. The kli, so you can use
it. Yeah, but he's saying that's not called tikkun kli. Tikkun kli is only when, say, you have a kli. Yeah, the other day I saw one of our forks got bent a little bit. Hmm. Like the one of the
times.
So to bend the back or something like that, that can be a tikkun kli. But there's you doing something to goof it over. But say, something got caked on to the fork, and now you won't be able to use it because something's caked on, but he's saying maybe that'll be some Issur D'Rabbanan of sorts. So he's saying that...
Tikkun kli told the Machin Hadish?
Bona? Yeah, Machin Hadish, Bona. So he says that he brings a right that it's the Raisa from that case. That case was Tikkun kli. This is not Tikkun kli. And he says tikkun kli means when the guf hakli. But here you're just taking off the dover mibachlutz. And therefore, it's not tikkun kli and it's not mamachik because again, it's not the guf hadover. It's not the guf hadover. So there's a very interesting discussion. Poskim have it's first Israel. We'll look in the Shari Ephraim. Take a look at the Shari Ephraim, page 15, that's the Shar block. There's a Sefer Shari Ephraim by Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who's the base Ephraim. That's where he names his shul. Rav Steinwurz names the shul base Ephraim. I heard that's why he really, I shouldn't say that before. The base Ephraim was the one who matted Ervin in big cities. Against the Mishkan of Siakov. So he wrote a sefer on Kriya Satara. So in the sefer Kriya Satara, he discusses what's the din if you're laying the Torah and you see a piece of wax fell on the Torah and is covering up one of the letters. So if it's during the week, okay, no big deal. On Shabbos, now what do you do? Are you allowed to take with your fingernail, take off that and uncover the letter? Well, maybe that's mamachik. Maybe that's mamachik. So he writes like this. In Nimsa B'Shas Kriya, Tipa Shava, Shanotov al Eza Osios Mea Sefer Torah.
Is this Sefer Torah kosher?
Well, you're trying to lane. No, you're asking like this, what if you're not laning those psukim now? Is it Pasal Torah or is it only a din in the Kriya? If you see it in a letter that you're not laning now, would that be a problem? He seemed to be working with it, it's just an issue that you have to read this.
Yeah, it seems to be saying that you can lay them right through it.
Yeah, let's see. Imu b'chol, yesh l'shim sham kodem akriya. Having yochol akir osis derech hashava, so you could take it off, even if you could see it. If yesh l'chol shal day, sheyeh osik b'mehiris l'siris kalit b'na osiv si posel. So, but what if the part of the os will come with it? then for sure he can't do that. So then, just read it, read through the wax, if you can see it through the wax. Because after the kriya, you take your time. Mosun means mesinus, you know, patiently. You'll take off the thing, and this way, you won't just rip it off quickly, because then you might rip off the letter also. Vimu b'Shabbos, also l'kalfo, eli me'osius nikoros derech shava yikra bokach. But on Shabbos, if you could read through it, so read through it, but don't take it off. Yinyos nikoros puzzle. But if you can't read through it, then you have to take out another Torah.
It sounds like a bit of makopatish.
Tzarech, one second. Imashava yavesh v'nekel lasiru kolachayad. If you can, but if the shava, you see, you can easily take it off. It's not going to be a big deal, and you can do it with a shino. Not only a shichbol veil, it's the same story as a yipol. In other words, you just take the cloth and go like that, and it'll come off by itself. You bend the cloth, so you can do that on Shabbos. And he says, "Ve'ein kach mishum mimareach, shei nikur shemachmas hayavshut einu dovu pokol kach b'chozek." Because it's not so tightly adhered. But havalahasi hashava be'etzva b'tziporin. In other words, if you're not going to be able to do that, you have to take it away with your fingernail or your finger. Then it's also mishum mimareach. Hafilu minuschasu b'shava rak osachas. So if it's on tight, he says it's also the kalful beyond the Shabbos. And even if it's one letter, too bad. Also. And then he has a whole discussion, what if the wax is on, what are the shemus? So then you have a big issue, because then if you take off one of the os, the hay or something like that with the wax, then you would violate Mechikas Hashem. So then even b'chol you have an issue. So what should you do? So if you could cause it to melt. In other words, make the wax so easily removable by heating up the area. I guess you have to heat it enough that the wax will come off, but that the letter won't run. Well, they say, Yusra Hashava B'nekel, Vayivak Bo Me'aksav Klal. But basically, so he's going against what we saw in the Ksos HaShulchan. Because he's saying that wax on cloth. If it doesn't come off so easily, you have to take it with your nail, so it's not going to just... If you take it off on Shabbos, you violate Mamachik. Which is against the Ksos HaShulchan, because this is not something that grew from the thing, and it's not something that... And the goof of the cloth is not coming off either. So he's being much more machmir than the...
This could be like the Rambam, though, right?
Oh, well.
Because it's... Because we kind of made it a discussion of whether it could be read, right, through the wax. That implies that if it can't be read through the wax, then taking off the wax is metak and kli.
If it can't be read, so then you have to take it off. So if you can take it off easily... Then do so.
But what does it matter? Meaning, whether it's dovuk or not.
Because if it's not dovuk, then there's no shaila that it's not mamach.
But why shouldn't there be a shaila? According to the Rambam, there should be a shaila, because if you could read it, then it's not matak and kli to take it off. And if you can read it, then
if you can read it, then you have no problem. No, there's no rush to take it off on Shabbos. Just read it now.
But I'm saying.
But if you can't read it, so now you have a problem. So if you could take it off easily, he's saying, since it wasn't dovuk so much, so then that's not memachik. But if it's not easily taken off, it's really adhered, then you can't do it on Shabbos, he's saying. Now, what would Rav Chaim Noah say? Rav Chaim Noah could say that even if it's dabuk, maybe you could take it off. Unless you want to say it's a tikkun mum, but maybe it's not a tikkun mana either because it's a dabuk mibachutz. So it could be Rav Chaim Noah would have permitted this, perhaps. What the Shari Chaim asked.
What was the case in the Gemara about the wax?
The wax in the Gemara we're going to talk about was if you have a hole in the barrel and you're taking wax to plug up the hole. That's the coming shear, present shear. So that's, and this discussion also takes place in the Sefaris Yisrael on page 12. On the left side of the second arrow. He says, "Miu benimsa shava al osios sefer Torah b'mokum hakriya b'shabbos nirulidim nirina osios b'toch hashava mutar lekos shom chumogara mikor b'toch suchis." Right, if you can look at a sefer Torah through your glasses or through, you be'ein nira haos b'toch hashava after mokum hakriya b'shit the mutar lekos hakriya b'nimsa b'mokum kriya yotzir acheres. So he says, if it's Mokum Acher, it doesn't pass on the Sefer Torah. So it's the din of the Kriya. He writes. That was then he says in the bottom, Shvus Yaakov, and he says, Yabesh Hashava, Sheyuchol, Sir Kulacha Yaya. But if it's something that is not able to, then to take it off to Lachayad, then he says you can't, then the inference says you can't do it. So that's the Shita of the Shara Ephraim has. That's what Tiferes Yisrael is saying. What about shoe shines on Shabbos? Shoe shine? No. So
if it's black and it becomes black again, is that Tzoveya?
Right. So that's right. So the question whether it's Tzoveya, because it's black, it'll be black. So the question is maybe it's Mamachic.
Yeah, from the polish.
No, when he good shoe shine. I used to have my friends when I used to go to for Shabbos to the Marcuses in Staten Island, take the Staten Island ferry. So one of the things they offer you on the ferry was a shoe shine. So I used to get my shoe shine whenever I go on the Staten Island ferry. That was on Friday. So you bring back memories to the lady. You used to, right?
Sure.
So look at the Tiferes Yisrael says here. On page 12 on the right side. Mitzachzech min olim al yidei vixen. So if you get a shoe shine,
it's almost the old-fashioned kind with the wax polish.
Yeah. Yeah, the old, yeah, the wax polish. Yeah. And then they would take that thing.
Yeah, that's polish.
So the Lavushe Mordechai is a truva on page 14. Mordechai Winkler. He says, "Those are most kavod to Russell Union Vixen Voxen Chol Moed." He but the first one, Mishnah is Bechel Kachel Shal Shabbos, what we just read. He the Vixen shall also go Mishnayis by Yisrael over Shnayim. He said, "Echem Belechas Ma'abed V'Sheinis Mishum Amarech." Umaskenosu the Melacha Daraisu, also Lavshav Ad Motzai Shabbos, Lahamtin Klei Sheyasu. So it could be an Issa Darais on Shabbos. And then he says the Chol Moed also could be an issue.
What's
Vixen? Well, yeah. So he says even a Chol Moed it could be an issue. And he has and then the Chur Shai has a truth about this on page 17. He quotes the Tveres as well. The Omer Lagoy Lachshul Lo Menolav Shekorim Vixen also Alev Shiyasu. So he says that's so pashut. Im Agoy Hichlik V'tikin in the middle B'Shabbos Shar Lo Shav B'Shabbos Haya Yochel Lo Shav B'Lav Hachi. Im Bechzir Akum B'Shabbos Mutu Im Kvar Nispashel. So he says a few Hechzir Agoy etc. Then the next paragraph, Yishalayim Bevixen Im Osu Midoraisa L'chora Hu Mishum Tzoveya Nirli Veleka, because it's Ksav Ogavi Ksav, like he said. So the Tzoveya maybe is not a problem. Tzoriyun Yishum Shum Mimareyach, bottom arrow. So Mimareyach is a different thing. Mimareyach is the Tolda, is that when you smear something on. The Tachin HaVixen Al Aminol Molich I love a brush. If it wasn't smooth from the beginning, I can understand. But here it was smooth from the beginning. Kana mil chalok mikvar. The shoe was already smooth. Maybe just like Savol Gabi Ksav is potter because it's black on black. So too the middle was smooth already. So that's another question whether that's a problem or not. Okay, so this is the union of what's the gather of a machik. What if you have dirt and things like that? Is that if something chametz got caked on? Magen Avraham says only the rabbanim. Rav Gutman says it's like Rav Chaim Noyashita. Dirt is not, only it has to be something from the Guf HaDover, something grew from it, or Guf HaDover. And then Bez Hashem, we'll see in the future two more Shirim Bez Hashem we have on Mamachik Mamarech. So next week we have another Bez Hashem, another Mamachik, and then the week after will be the Purim Shir. Because the week after that is Purim is Wednesday night, so we can't have the shiur Wednesday night. So we'll have it the previous week.
And we'll learn about it. Because, Amalek.
So, so talk about a new packet I gave in, a new packet I made of Chayav Adam Levesumi Bipuraya. I always want to have more chidushim on this topic. So,
much of good, Mr.